Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The real reason for a cancelled SummerSlam match and possible new plans to replace it have been revealed. Plus, we had a new champion and new championships at AEW Dynamite last night. For Thursday, July the 28th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Is it Zach far from finished? Oh no. Seth, don't.
Don't do this, Rollins. Don't.
No, 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 no. Stairs! Oh my God! How will Riddle be ready for Saturday? I don't see how he will be.
After that attack on Riddle by Seth Rollins on Monday, Riddle has suffered a brachial plexus injury, which is a really bad stinger that has resulted in some significant weakness. As of now, he is medically disqualified until full strength returns, and as a result of this, we can officially break here that Seth freaking Rollins versus Riddle at SummerSlam has been postponed.
Riddle versus Rollins is off SummerSlam. As you heard on the bump yesterday, Riddle suffering a brachial plexus injury, aka a stinger, and is medically disqualified from competing this Saturday and will return when full strength returns following that stinger. This came out of the blue, and the general reaction to this from fans has been pretty devastating, because this was one of those matches that I think a lot of us thought might steal the night, and now it's not happening at all. Why though is the question? Well, Wrestling Observer and Fightful have both revealed that this is in fact a kayfabe injury. Riddle not actually in any major medical distress, and this is done as a storyline tactic to extend their feud. Fightful Select go into greater detail. Quote, we are told that talent was informed on Monday, and the working plan was to have the match, Seth Rollins versus Riddle, take place at Clash at the Castle in September. However, with the ever-changing WWE landscape, it is quite possible that is not final. As of now, Seth Rollins is still expected to travel to Nashville for SummerSlam weekend, as was scheduled for media obligations on Friday. And we haven't heard if those are still planned or not. Now, we've had a little indicator of where this could potentially be going, because Seth Rollins put out a tweet after the match was cancelled saying, for anyone who purchased a ticket to SummerSlam hoping to see me in action, I apologize. I did everything I could over the last 6 months to earn my spot on this show, but some things are out of my control. Thank you for always singing my song. They will hear you someday. Triple H, the new EVP of Talent Relations, the new head of WWE Creative, quote retweeted this, simply saying, I hear you. And that has started conversations that Seth Rollins is not having Saturday night off and will be a part of SummerSlam. Now, this lines up quite nicely with a tweet from WrestleVotes, who say that Triple H, according to them, according to their sources, wants to make a creative splash at SummerSlam. And something like this could potentially be what causes said splash. A mystery opponent, maybe, for Seth Rollins. We'll do the WrestleMania thing once more with Seth freaking Rollins. Could potentially be a comeback kid. taking on Seth, could be a member of the roster looking for an opportunity. I guess we're going to find out as the hours tick away towards SummerSlam. Gutted that we're not going to get Riddle versus Rollins this Saturday. Optimistic to see it in person in Cardiff at Clash at the Castle in September. And for whatever they've got planned for this weekend, well, you have me intrigued.
So Rochambeau here.
Yeah, Rochambeau. Hook. No, counters. Into the red room. Look at the expression on Pretty Ricky's face.
The legs are in. Oh, the guts are in.
Oh, Starks tried to roll. Ooh. But instead, oh, attack. We've got a new champion. We've got a new champion. It's time for a Hook.
The winner of this match.
Yeah, JR, you nailed it, man. He grew up looking at that championship on my freaking mantle. I can't believe this. Oh, man.
And now for the first time in over a year, the FTW Championship comes back to New York, comes back to St. Mark's Place, and a show of respect between Starks and the new FTW Champion, Hook.
That was Hook hooking in his first ever championship in pro wrestling, defeating Ricky Starks for the FTW title. So this comes after Ricky Starks beat Danhausen and then issued another open challenge almost immediately after, a challenge that was responded by Hook. And in a short, sharp match, Hook picked up a submission win with Red Rum. And there you go. Hook is now the FTW champion, holding the belt that his dad created. I like that a lot. That wasn't the end of the drama for Team Taz, as Ricky Starks was talking about how this was his time in Dynamite, saying how he was happy to be flanked by his friend Powerhouse Hobbs. Hobbs attacked Starks out of nowhere, dropping in with a spine buster. Taz is on commentary. No idea why this is happening. Team Taz drama continues with Powerhouse Hobbs seemingly out of the group.
The AEW World Championships is something that fans have been clamoring more.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Almost forfeited since almost the inception of AEW. The AEW World Trios Tag Team Championships. And JR and Taz and I are not the first champions. We will have a tournament coming up to crown the first champions with the finals live at All Out on Sunday, September 4th on pay-per-view.
I feel like this is an announcement that Tony Khan and AEW have been on the verge of making since the inception of AEW, and now it is a thing. Last night on Dynamite, the all-new AEW Trios Championship was revealed. All three belts were displayed on the commentary desk on Dynamite, where it was announced that these belts would come into circulation in September. The first champions would be determined in a tournament that culminates at AEW All Out in 2 months' time. Now, the Trios Championship, as we say, something they've wanted to do for a long time. And they've got already a pretty strong division for trios in AEW. The Undisputed Elite, who return next week to action, could very well be in the mix for it. You've got in there the Blackpool Combat Club, the Jericho Appreciation Society, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. If Omega's due a comeback, those three could be in the mix for it as well. Best Friends, the Dark Order, Billy Gunn and his sons, the Ass Boys. I mean, there's potentially a lot of teams in the mix for a trios division. No tournament brackets have been announced at time of recording, though. But of course, when we know more, you will know more at Cultaholic.com. Let's end on a bit of WrestleMania news, shall we? Officially announced from WWE the following yesterday. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia Convention, and Visitors Bureau, PHL Sports, and WWE are proud to announce that Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia will host WWE's pop culture extravaganza, WrestleMania 40, on Saturday, April the 6th, and Sunday, April the 7th, 2024. WrestleMania is more than a two-day event. It's a week-long celebration. In addition to WrestleMania, other events will include Friday Night SmackDown, the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame, and Monday Night Raw, emanating from the Wells Fargo Center, as well as other fan events at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. In addition, WWE will also host multiple community outreach events, including hospital visits and Be a Star bullying prevention rallies designed to give back to the local region. WrestleMania 40, WrestleMania XL, if you do your Roman numerals, is gonna be in Philly. Big announcement from WWE. LA next year, Philadelphia for the big 4-0. And we're already thinking about the Hall of Fame. In the work chat this morning, it was Jack Atkins from the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review who suggested it first. I don't know why it took us this long to suggest it. Surely this is where Paul Heyman gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. In Philadelphia. It feels good, doesn't it? That feels right. WrestleMania 40 emanating from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, check out a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. It dropped yesterday, featuring Impact Wrestling's Sami Callihan. We talk about his leg injury. We talk about his road back, his Impact Championship run. We even mention a bit about Solomon Crowe from back in the day at NXT. And of course, since it's Desert Island Graps, Sami Callihan chooses three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. That is on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now, as well as nine pitches for SummerSlam 2022 from Andrew, Jack, and Ross. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out Cultaholic.com, including getting a look at those new AEW World Trios Championship belts. See what you reckon to them at Cultaholic.com. Me personally, smash. That is me done for the week. I'm off tomorrow, so no news podcast in the morning. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.